This year's Kingston Tim Hortons Smile Cookie Campaign, running April 27th to May 3rd, is supporting the Jumpstart Inclusive Playground at a critical moment as the project nears the finish line. Now in its 30th year, the Smile Cookie Campaign began in 1996 in support of the Hamilton Children's Hospital. Since then, the annual campaign has raised over $150 million through cookie sales for charities and community groups selected by restaurant owners. Here in Kingston, that support is going toward the Jumpstart Inclusive Playground, a community-driven initiative led by Inclusive Play Project volunteers. The group came together with the goal of building a playground tailored to a wide range of physical abilities and sensory needs right here in Kingston, where children of all abilities can play, connect, and belong. The project broke ground in Shannon Park earlier this month, and construction is expected to be complete later this summer. The $1.5 million project is now about 92% funded. The hope for Inclusive Play Project volunteers is that this Smile Cookie campaign can bring them past the finish line. I stopped by Tim Hortons on Princess Street to speak with owner Sherry Agnew ahead of the campaign launch. Well, to start us off, I was wondering if you could speak to what makes the Smile Cookie campaign such a meaningful way to give back.
It's really just for us and our staff to try to, you know, raise some money that we know that will stay locally in Kingston.
And I was wondering if you could speak to the choice and the importance of supporting the Inclusive Play Project this year.
Well, we just really felt like there was a need in the community and to help this project. I know that they've done a lot of their fundraising already, and we are hopefully going to get them to the finish line.
Yeah, you mentioned they're almost at the finish line. How impactful could this campaign be in getting them there?
We really hope that we can close the gap in their funding with this week full of sales of cookies. So, and they hope to have it open in September.
And how does the community usually show up for this campaign? What do you normally expect and what are you hoping for this year?
Kingston is just amazing, actually. We break records in Eastern Ontario, and per capita, we actually sell more cookies in Kingston, Smile Cookies, than Ottawa. So Kingston gives back in an amazing way, and the Smile Cookies, I think everyone, you know, it's a wonderful product and a great way to give back to when you know it's going to be locally used, the money, 100% of it.
Awesome. And there's a few different ways folks can contribute other than just buying a cookie. What are some of the ways that folks can get involved?
We have, if you don't eat cookies or cannot eat cookies, we have plushies, little stuffed cookies that you can buy for $5. You can also just make a donation. There's volunteering. We have people volunteering to help us decorate cookies, which kind of helps. It's a very busy week and it's a lot of cookies.
And what does it mean for you personally to be able to support this project in our community?
We're just so happy as store owners to be able to give back to the community in which we do business. Kingston's been very good to us, so we want to give back into the community and bring projects to light that maybe don't get the exposure that they deserve.
And how's the energy been leading up to this? How are you and your staff feeling walking into the week?
Everyone's pretty excited because it's a new charity for us and it's something different. And who wouldn't want to help every child be able to go to a playground?
Once again, the Smile Cookie campaign runs from Monday, April 27th through Sunday, May 3rd, with 100% of proceeds supporting the Jumpstart Inclusive Playground. Kingstonians are already showing up with volunteer cookie decorating shifts filled for the entire week. To learn more about the campaign and the Inclusive Play Project, visit inclusiveplayproject.com. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.